Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, coming at you live and direct with your daily dose of mental realignment. Today's topic, something incredibly powerful, yet often overlooked, practicing self-kindness. We're talking about treating yourself with the same love, compassion, and understanding you'd offer your dearest friend. Because let's face it, folks, life can be a whirlwind. We juggle jobs, relationships, responsibilities, dreams, sometimes all at once. And in the midst of this chaos, we often forget to extend that same grace and kindness to ourselves. Ever find yourself beating yourself up over a mistake? Or getting caught in a spiral of self-criticism? It's easy to fall into these traps, but trust me, there's a better way. Here's the thing, practicing self-kindness isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about fostering a healthy relationship with yourself, one built on acceptance, understanding, and genuine care. It's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. How can you truly give your best to the world if you're constantly depleting your own energy through negativity and harsh self-judgment? So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate this beautiful practice of self-kindness. First up, recognize your worth. You are worthy of love, respect, and kindness, simply because you exist. It doesn't matter what your achievements are, what others say about you, or where you fall on any perceived societal ladder. Your inherent value is immeasurable. Remember that powerful mantra, I am enough, just as I am. Next, practice active self-compassion. When you stumble, make a mistake, or face challenges, treat yourself with the same tenderness and understanding you'd offer a friend going through something tough. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, offer yourself words of comfort and encouragement, and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Third, challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic, that voice whispering doubts and insecurities. But you have the power to challenge those thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking something harsh or critical, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why would you say it to yourself? Instead, reframe those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Fourth, prioritize self-care. This isn't about indulging in fancy spa days, though those are nice, but rather about taking intentional actions that nourish your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, engage in activities that bring you joy, and carve out time for relaxation and stillness. And finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger, or simply the feeling of warm sunshine on your skin. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, fostering a sense of contentment and appreciation. Think about it, you wouldn't hesitate to offer comfort and support to someone struggling, right? So why not extend that same kindness to yourself? I remember this time I was working on a major project, and everything felt overwhelming. I was pushing myself relentlessly, barely sleeping, and constantly second-guessing myself. One day, I hit a wall, completely burnt out. I realized I had forgotten to take care of myself in the process. So, I did something radical. I took a break. I went for a walk in nature, listened to some uplifting music, and simply allowed myself to relax and recharge. And you know what? It made all the difference. Not only did I feel more refreshed and energized, but I was also able to approach my work with a clearer head and renewed focus. Sometimes, self-kindness is about recognizing your limits and giving yourself permission to step back, recharge, and come back stronger. Remember, folks, you are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion, starting with yourself. Practice these 5 takeaways, be patient with yourself, and celebrate the small victories along the way. You've got this. Now go out there and rock your day. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder to treat themselves with kindness. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join me tomorrow for another dose of mental realignment. See you then.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.